So hello everyone. So in this talk, I will talk about tuning embedded Linux for low power. Just a little word about me before starting. So I'm Kevin. I'm working at Sourofa Linux since 5 years, and I'm mainly working on creating YoCto-based distribution, kernel debugging, secure boot implementation, and creating some media application. And Sourofa Linux is working since 25 years in open source technologies in many ways, including industrial products where I am working. So now that the presentation are done, we can go into the subject. So power saving has always been a major preoccupation in embedded system, as by definition, they could have some energy constraints. And so when we go into an embedded project, the energy saving it's in the earth of the discussions. So energy saving is always a set of compromise in terms of system or peripheral availability, time to wake, etc. So in this talk, I will present you multiple ways of reducing the energy consumption of an embedded Linux. And also to illustrate a bit, I will show some measurement results we have done on the IMX8. So of course, we must start with the most obvious, but also the most effective in terms of energy saving, it's the extension. So on some products, the system does not need to be up all the time. So this kind of solution could be very interesting if waiting for the device to boot is not an issue. So on the on a stock constructor DSP, on the IMX8, we measure an average boot time of around 16 seconds between the power up of the board and systemd has reached the multi-user target that could be considered as the end of the boot in a non-graphical system. So obviously, this stock constructor system could be modified to reduce the time to boot. And there are multiple ways of doing it, like disable the U-boot delay, activate U-boot-facon mode, disactivate console logs, optimize kernel and systemd configuration, etc. But this is completely another subject. And nicely, NXP has been doing an optimization study on the IMX8, and they applied all the optimization I just said, and they were measuring a boot time of 3.8 seconds. So even if the IMX8 was power off, it was still consuming some current. So the measure was not zero, but we could measure a current saving of around 90% between a power on system and a power off system. So now we can start into the suspend mode. So we can start with the suspend to idle. So what is suspend to idle? This is a standby mode that is purely software, and the lightest version of the standby systems. So it works by freezing the user space, suspending all the processes, and it puts all the peripheral in standby mode. So this mode avoids going to a complete boot. So it's not relaunching the bootloader, not relaunching the kernel, etc. So it's quite fast to have a functional system after relaunching it. So in this mode, the SOC is still alimented, but on a very low workload. So it reduces the consumption, the global consumption. So on the IMX8, the kernel was measuring a wake-up time of 0.7 seconds, and the consumption we measure a consumption of 12.5% less compared to a power on system. Next standby mode is the suspend to RAM. So the suspend to RAM is a standby mode that saves the system state, so the CPU state, the memory state, etc., in the RAM. And the whole system, the CPU, the peripheral, the bus, except of course the RAM, is put in a standby mode and low consumption mode. Same as for the suspend to idle mode, the user space is freed and it avoids relaunching the bootloader, the kernel, and systemd. And the wake up could be controlled via a peripheral, like a serial console, a GPIO, or a coprocessor, for example. And after the wake-up has been triggered on the IMX8, the kernel was measuring around 0.7 seconds also of wake-up time. And for this mode, the consumption was reduced by 50% compared to a full power on system, so quite efficient. And the last suspend mode is the suspend to disk. So this is quite similar as the suspend to RAM. So it saves the system state, but instead of saving it in the RAM, it saves it in the disk. So on eMMC, for example. And except for certain peripherals that remain in standby mode, all the peripherals are power off, including the RAM. So this mode is very close to a complete shutdown. So the drawback of this mode is that it requires the bootloader to be relaunched so that there is a fresh instance of the kernel to restore the system that was before the hibernation. So when with the optimization with some optimization, we measure the wake up time of consumption was quite similar, and we were reaching a reduction by 90% also. So as suspend modes are powering off all the devices, the wake up time is very, very influenced by the number of devices that are enabled. Since Linux requires to power up all the device, the fewer you have a device enabled, the shorter the time it takes to have a full power on system. For example, we did the measure by deactivating the USB on the suspend to on the suspend to RAM mode, and we reduce the wake up time to 0.05 seconds instead of 0.7 seconds. So here is a little board to summarize the measures. So of course the solution you will implement or choose will be depending on your product context. And of course, the measurements we have seen in the IMX set will of course be different in other board because the that's not the same hardware, that's not the same drivers. now that we have seen the complete shutdown or like the of the system, and on some products we can't do that because we need to receive messages within a short time or something like that. The first study you can make is to reduce the consumption by turn down some devices directly at build time if you don't need them. But there is another solution. So we saw that we have suspend modes for the whole system, but we have suspend modes for also some peripherals. Not all peripheral drivers are supporting it, but some are supporting it. So as on some various products, all the peripheral are not required at every time. We could disable some peripheral when we are not needed them. So for example, we have done a measurement on the USB stack. So we were so the kernel on the USB stack is not activating the dynamic management of the alimentation by default. You have to enable it by writing auto in the power control CCFS file. And the USB specification normally specify that all USB devices could be or should support the power management. But the fact is that some or a good number of USB devices have some problems supporting it. There is no issue to put them in suspend mode, but the problem is when we resume them, they don't come back or other thing. So that's why the kernel is not activating by default. So to illustrate it, we move to a dynamic management of the alimentation on a USB 56%, compared when the USB modem was power on. So that's quite efficient when you don't need this USB modem efficient in terms of energy saving. Also, the connectivity devices are very, very power consuming. To save some power, it is recommended to disable them when they are unneeded. And it's also worth to send bursts of data to minimize the times they are enabled. If you enable them each time you have a short amount of data to send, it's not quite efficient, but it depends on the product context, of course. And for example, we disabled the Wi-Fi, the Ethernet, and the modem by using these command line tools, and we were reaching a reduction of 52% compared when they were all power on. optimization that I will present in this talk will be CPU FREC. So if you have a high level of CPU consumption, it could be very interesting to reduce the CPU frequency. And this will only have an impact if your CPU is load is high, because if your CPU load is very low, it doesn't really have an impact. So here are the CPU FREC configuration that are available. So the first is the CPU FREC on demand control the processor frequency according to the current system load. So it just checked the CPU usage, and according to it, it changed the CPU frequency. This could be change very quickly the CPU frequency, and that's why there is the conservative CPU governor that is quite like on demand, but it's moving more gracefully the frequency and does not go to the maximum frequency as soon as there is some load on the CPU. And there are the power save and performance governor that are static frequency. So the power save is set at the lowest frequency and the performance at the highest frequency possible within the limit, of course. And after that, there is the user space that allows to put the frequency you want on within the limit in a file. So you need to be root, or the program needs to be root to be able to change that. And the last one is the schedule one. It's changing the frequency within the scheduler instead of an average of the load on the CPU. So what was the impact of this CPU frequency? So we measure, firstly, when there was 0 or 10% of CPU consumption, and moving to the minimum or maximum frequency, it was quite similar in terms of power consumption. And we measure it at 100% of CPU load, and there was an improvement, yeah. So we reduced the energy consumption by 23% between the mean frequency and the maximum frequency in terms of CPU. So that has an impact, but of course, only when there is a high level of CPU. So to conclude, as you understand, power saving is highly dependent on your product context, and there is also other optimization that exists, but I will not have the time to present them all. And also, a quick reminder that all the values that are presented here are on the IMX8. Of course, the values would change between the hardwares, and also by default, the constructor BSP are not all implemented, for example, the suspend modes by default, so maybe it will require some customization on your distribution by your own. Thank you very much.